The Nasdaq has risen 70% since it bottomed out in 2002, but recently tech stocks have been slipping. Some tech companies have been warning that earnings are not as good as they had predicted and that inventories are rising. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
There are plenty of analysts who are still bullish on lots of technology stocks, but if you pick up the phone and call the people who were predicting the tech meltdown before it happened several years ago, you'll hear some similar warnings again. Fred Hickey is the editor of the High Tech Strategist newsletter.
People are still overpaying for tech stocks. Prices are too high, their assumptions are wrong, and the stocks are going lower. And it's not too late to get out.
Hickey has already bought so-called put options that will make him money if some big tech companies' stocks go down, so he has a vested interest here. He's betting against Intel, eBay, Dell, Fairchild Semiconductor, SanDisk, and others. At the center of most of the bearish arguments for technology stocks is the fact that inventories are rising. After seeing sharp increases in sales last year, as consumers bought up lots of computers, digital cameras, and other products, companies increased production. But now, Hickey says, many are not selling that inventory.
And you see inventories rise 61% at Dell, which is known to be a company that keeps a clean balance sheet. And Sun Microsystems grow 25% year over year. And Seagate, the largest disk drive vendor, grows 60% year over year. And telecom vendors like Lucent up, and Ericsson, and Alcatel, and Cisco up 47%. At Texas Instruments, and Intel, and the semiconductor makers. Big time warning signs, like we've seen in the past.
But some analysts say there's just no way the technology sector could be headed for the kind of tumble it took back 4 years ago. T. Rowe Price fund manager Bob Smith oversees a $6 billion growth fund. He says software companies in particular have much lower valuations than they did back during the dot-com bubble, so they're unlikely to see such a severe correction. And while he says rising inventories at hardware makers are a problem, how big a problem depends on how long you want to hold the stock.
From a one-month time frame, it will be a drag on the stocks, and it could be seen as being really bad. But I think if you look at over a two-year time frame and an improving global economy, I think that we're going to have fits and starts. And so, you know, if your time horizon is short, two steps forward and one step backward can be really bad when you're having that one step backward. If your time horizon is long, then two steps forward and one step backward is a setback. It's something that you then try to buy companies that you want to own over time.
Smith says his fund has taken a small percentage of its money out of technology recently. He's moved out of some semiconductor and internet stocks and bought some software-related stocks. For his part, Fred Hickey thinks the problems in the tech sector suggest weakness in the broader economy. He thinks with mortgage rates headed back up, debt-laden American consumers just can't keep buying more stuff and driving economic growth at the rate they have been. And that scenario has some analysts and companies across many industries feeling a little more cautious than they were 6 months ago. Chris Arnold, NPR News.